Today is Wednesday, March 13th. We're talking about a college entrance scheme involving celebrities and the latest countries to stop using some Boeing airplanes. Plus, Hulu and Spotify team up, the World Wide Web turns 30, and Chipotle wants to Venmo you. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It was called Operation Varsity Blues. 50 people, including celebrities, business leaders, and college coaches, are now charged in this major college admissions scandal uncovered by the FBI. It involves millions of dollars in alleged cheating and bribery. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were two of the people arrested and charged with fraud. USA Today reports the actresses allegedly paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to get their kids into college. Huffman, who is best known for her role in Desperate Housewives, allegedly paid for her daughter's SAT test to be corrected. Prosecutors say Loughlin, who plays Becky on Fuller House, paid $500,000 to have both her daughters recruited by the USC crew team, even though they didn't actually play the sport. And those are just two of dozens of examples. So how'd they do it? Well, the LA Times reports dozens of parents paid a man named William Singer. He owns a college prep company, and prosecutors say he would then help the kids cheat on exams or falsify their athletic records to get them into top schools. Reports say much of the money went through a fake foundation that promised to help disadvantaged youth. Singer agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with investigators. New government numbers show at least 228 measles cases have been reported so far this year in the U.S., a disease that was once considered completely eliminated. The CDC says the measles cases are part of six outbreaks identified now across 12 states. And The Hill reports less than 3 months into the year, that's already getting close to the number of cases for the entire year of 2018. Public health officials blame the spread of misinformation online about vaccines. At the same time, officials in Los Angeles are warning some travelers who came through the airport last month, saying they may have been exposed to measles. The LA Times reports a passenger on February 21st was then diagnosed. Measles is highly contagious. It can spread through coughing or sneezing and can stick around a room for 2 hours. But the measles vaccine is 97% effective against the disease. And now officials say there's no known risk of measles at the airport anymore. The U.S. and Canada appear to be the only major countries still sticking by the Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes. Most other countries have grounded them. The New York Times reports regulators in the U.K. and EU have now suspended their use until we know more about two deadly crashes involving that same model of airplane within the last 6 months. First in Indonesia in October, and then in Ethiopia just last weekend. The investigations for both are still going on to determine the causes. For now, the Times reports several countries and at least 40 airlines have taken the MAX 8 planes out of service just in case. And right now, Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, and Air Canada are still flying them, at least domestically. Reports say it is concerning some lawmakers, travelers, and even flight crews. Some unions say the crews don't have to get on the planes if they don't want to. But the airlines, the FAA, and Boeing itself all still say they have full confidence in the planes unless they see evidence otherwise, which they haven't yet. That also means at this point, normal flight change policies apply if you do see that you'll be on that aircraft and want to change. UK lawmakers gave a big thumbs down to Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal again. Parliament voted no yesterday to her revised deal just a couple weeks before the Brexit deadline when Britain will leave the European Union. Remember, Prime Minister May has been trying to get enough lawmakers to vote for a Brexit agreement she made with the EU, but they aren't budging. So now what? Lawmakers will vote again this week. Now Vox reports there are two options. They could decide to leave the EU without a divorce deal in place, which many say could be an economic disaster. Or lawmakers could vote to delay leaving altogether and get more time to negotiate a deal. For now, though, the UK is still set to leave the EU on March 29th, possibly without a deal, which would have global implications. So stay tuned. All right, much more news ahead, but first, who else has tried FabFitFun at this point? It's today's sponsor. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products, and the spring box is here, and it's a good one. I'm using my Sip by Swell water bottle, my Keys sunglasses, and Dr. Brandt eye gel every day, just to name a few, but that is just the beginning of what you get. In fact, for some of the items, you can customize the box and choose which products you prefer. By the way, I'm still using a bunch of things I got in past boxes. Some I feel like I can't live without now. FabFitFun normally retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. And right now, you can use the code NEWS for $10 off your first box. Just sign up at FabFitFun.com with the code NEWS. And yes, the spring box will sell out, so use the code NEWS at FabFitFun.com. Now back to the news. It's being called one of the most shocking offseason trades in recent NFL history. CBS Sports reports the New York Giants are trading superstar wide receiver Odell Beckham to the Cleveland Browns. It's such a shock because it comes less than a year after Beckham signed a massive contract with the Giants. In fact, ESPN says the five-year deal was worth $98 million and made him the highest paid receiver in the NFL at the time. And now the Giants are trading him to the Browns. In exchange, the Giants will get the Browns' first-round pick, their second third-round pick this year, and safety Jabril Peppers. Uber hopes to settle a lawsuit 6 years after it was first filed. Uber agreed to pay $20 million to Uber drivers involved in the suit. The big question in this lawsuit is, should drivers be considered employees who get benefits and expenses reimbursed, or are they, as Uber says, considered independent contractors? Reuters reports there are about 14,000 drivers who would get paid in this settlement, although it still needs to be approved by a judge. And by the way, this is all happening right as the company is preparing for its initial public offering later this year. Happy birthday to the World Wide Web. It turned 30 years old this week. The Verge says WWW started as a vague proposal, but it eventually turned into the internet that we have today. Of course, the internet itself had already been up and running for years. People were already sending emails and running message boards. But the World Wide Web brought it all together with web pages, browsers, and hyperlinks, making it a lot easier to find and share and ultimately change how we all communicate. The idea came from a guy named Tim Berners-Lee. But he isn't really celebrating the birthday this week. TechCrunch says instead he's talking about what needs to be done to improve it. In an open letter, Berners-Lee says there are a few main problems with the web, including hacking, online harassment, and the spread of misinformation. He says changes to the web won't be easy, but with a lot of work, quote, we can get the web we want. Microsoft is helping blind and vision impaired users better explore the photos on their phones. The company's Seeing AI app already helps provide audio descriptions for pictures using artificial intelligence, but now it'll respond to touch, meaning users can tap on the photo and the app will explain in detail that specific object or person, improving the experience for blind people doing things like searching social media. Spotify and Hulu are teaming up again to offer a discount. CNET says if you have Spotify Premium, you can now access Hulu's ad-supported video for no extra cost. That usually is about $6 a month. Or in other words, you can sign up to bundle Spotify ad-free and Hulu's ad version for a total of $9.99 a month. Check out the links in today's show notes for more details, but this promo ends June 10th. Listen up, Chipotle lovers. The restaurant is giving away free money via Venmo. Business Insider says the restaurant chain started a giveaway to promote its new loyalty program called Chipotle Rewards. The company plans to give away $250,000 to 25,000 customers. To enter, you submit the phone number linked to your Venmo account to ChipotleRewardMe.com. Within 24 hours, you could see up to $500 in your Venmo account if you win. The giveaway ends Friday. And that's it for today. Thank you again for listening. If you'd like to read more about any of the news stories we talked about, just check out today's show notes. Go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. And if you got value out of this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We will chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.